So what's the deal? You got packages that had multiple queens in each package?
But he had somehow asked Chris that, and he figured he got an answer back that that's what they had in them. And I said, no, that's not how that works.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Queens come, if you order five or however many, they come in a box, just queens all in those little queen cages, all lined up like rolls of lifesavers or something, and it's all gone different shipping box, you know.
I tried to explain to them that there's one queen per package when you're buying packages. Otherwise, you're getting them separately, and he's not pulling them out of packages, and he's not adding them to packages, and they might have 100 college kids there working at that place in Louisiana or Georgia, and I don't know. Am I still making it?
Oh, yeah, solid copy, no problem.
It's sketchy for a minute into LaPierre because this place is an RF hole, but it's open to Flint because of the reservoir.
Okay. I spoke with Eric. I met Eric on the air last night. And Scott, I don't think I've not talked to him yet. He's on HF, VHF too, or VHF and UHF.
I don't know if he's currently set up to do it. But he's got a mount, but I think he's got it under tonneau cover or something. I'd have to tell him to get on the air, but he's close enough where he can just get on the air in a walkie-talkie. But anyways, Eric's stuff all looks good and ready to go, so we'll see in another couple days. He just got his wires crossed with Chris.
Oh, yeah. So is Eric the guy that lives at the HOA where he's got to have a clandestine HF antenna?
Scott.
Okay, Scott. All right. All right. And Jim is the fellow with the diesel engine?
He hasn't got it yet. No, that's Jeff. That's Eric's cousin. That's the guy in the wheelchair that's sick right now.
Oh, so Jim bought it. Okay.
Again, no, Jim didn't buy it yet. He's the only other one I told about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was hoping I could go out and take a gander at it sometime, maybe this week if you're around.
You want to look at that diesel?
Yeah.
Come look at it today, because I'm going to be over there working, pressing that shaft, that PTO shaft back together.
Oh, man, I can't today. We already had plans. I got to take the dog in, and I told Cheryl to go do some stuff with her at her brother's and her dad. So, crap. I would have to wait until, and I'm going down to stay with my mom, and we're supposed to go to family friends down there that I've known since I was 4 years old. I would have to wait until Monday or Tuesday, whenever you'd be available, that, you know, early in the week. Sorry, man.
If her brother's out towards North Branch, that's where it's at.
Oh, no, he lives over by Burton.
That's the other direction.